So a victory for the Democrats, excuse me, for the Republicans at this time. During this period, again, Gilded Age, we could say, one of the most interesting divisions has to do with religiosity and voting pattern. So we're basically looking at the late 1800s up to 1896. Everything changes in 1896. But up till then, looking at the percent Republican GOP vote in the U.S. North and Midwest, looking at different religious groups, and we can see the Irish Catholics being the most Democratic voting group, only 20% Republican voting. Other Catholic groups, Italian Catholics, German Catholics, not quite as Democratic, but definitely on the Democratic side of things. Interesting, confessional German Lutherans. Back up a little bit, the big division that the historians are pointing out here is between the pietistic Republicans versus the liturgical Democrats. Interesting division. By pietistic, we mean religious faiths that emphasize personal piety, a deep sense that the individual has to be highly engaged in the movement of faith, that the individual has to move into, create for him or herself a very moral position,